What a glorious couple of days we've had. I was really surprised listening to the news the other day, and it kind of makes sense to me that it's been since the first week of November of last year that we had 4 full days of sunshine. Can you believe it? Neat. Great. Hope you get outside and walk a little bit today. Glorious reading today. In the first one, we hear that the whole city comes out. They hear the word. And when I read that, I thought, you know, that's kind of similar to what happens in this city on this day. The whole city comes out to hear the word, and all the churches, they're all in the different places and little blurbs and places throughout the city, and people are listening about the word of God. What a glorious thing. And then the second reading from Revelation, which is so marvelous, and you hear about those dressed in white and waving palm branches and the great words, you know, the words that were said that to dry every tear from their eyes, and no more suffering and no more pain. And then we come to this short little piece of the gospel that's kind of like the end of some other parts, and it's a glorious thing, and some promises come forth this morning out of that, and I'll share a little bit later about those three, because today this homily is very personal to me on a personal level, because it's about hearing. Because the word talks about the sheep hear my voice. And those of you that know me, I'm pretty profound with the hearing, so much so that I'm pretty much a lip reader. And so sounds are important to me. There are some things I don't hear. Don't feel bad for me, okay? I've gone my whole life this way, so don't go out of here moaning, thinking, oh, that poor deacon, he can't hear these things. Because someday I will. You know, I've never heard the bird chirp. I don't hear the upper end of the violin. When it gets up there kind of high, it kind of disappears. I play the trombone, okay? And I remember playing the great song that has that piccolo piece in it. You know, I've never heard a piccolo, what it sounds like. And sometimes my wife would say, do you hear that? And I go, no. So sounds are very important to me, and I don't want to miss anything, so I spend a lot of energy sometimes listening, because it's just part of a handicap that I have. And I've done very well. To tell you how well I've done, at one point in my life, I was the director of a 75-voice choir for almost 15 years, so it was a neat thing. And by the way, since I do read lips, if you don't want me to see what you're saying out there, make sure you do this when you're talking. Okay. So sounds are important. You know, hearing serves such a valuable function in our everyday life. There's one particular type that usually married women talk about, and I've not heard of any man in Little Flowers suffering from this, but sometimes you hear a wife talk about her husband having this type of hearing known as selective hearing. Are you familiar with that one? So, anybody else? So, I would like all of you to stop for a moment and meditate and think of the answer to this question I'm going to give to you. In fact, I am going to be silent for a little bit to let you think about it. And this is the question. What does the voice of God, of the Good Shepherd, sound to you? Again, what does the voice of the Good Shepherd sound to you? Without a doubt, the world that we live in is so full of voices that demand our attention. And they don't have to be just the literal type of the sounds that we hear or someone talking, but they can be voices and demands of our lives, our jobs, our children, and so on and so on and so on. Sometimes those voices, they come one at a time, and other times it seems like the voices are all at once, and it's like we almost get overwhelmed. It's like there's so many things going on. You gotta say, stop a minute, I just gotta collect my thoughts. There's just too much going on here. As human beings, we have been given the incredible ability to what we call channel or lock out background noises. For example, I grew up on the East Side, which was a wonderful place to grow up, and there are lots of trains over there, And I grew up hearing train whistles all day long. In fact, where I live now, the train tracks run behind my house, probably just about a quarter of a mile behind my house, the train tracks go by. And it's interesting when I think about it, a lot of times the train goes by, I never hear them. I don't pay attention to them. I've kind of done this to them and blocked them out. And sometimes I can sleep through the loudest of train noises when the windows are open in the summer and it comes rolling behind the back of the house. That's one of the reasons why people with hearing aids have such a hard time adjusting to them. It's not about wearing them, but what happens with hearing aids is when you get them, all of a sudden, all the background noises you didn't hear before, they flood your senses. And people get overwhelmed with all this noise that the hearing aids produce that they're not patient and wait and allow their brain to reprogram themselves so they can wear them to help them live. Meanwhile, just a little side note, hearing aid does not fix hearing problems, okay? It just enhances what you have. So a lot of times people throw hearing aids away because they think, oh, I can't stand this. Well, you gotta be patient. So likewise, we have to be careful not to filter out the sounds of our families, our friends, fellow believers, and most of all, the good shepherd that we hear about today. Sometimes the busyness of our lives can push away from hearing his voice and also his presence. I think about hearing that if I hear someone, they're usually pretty close to me. Their presence is pretty close. And I think the same with the Lord. When I'm hearing his voice, he's close by in his presence. That is why at times we need to somehow, sometime and somewhere in our being, in time and place, we dedicate ourselves to the fact to take time to listen to the Good Shepherd because he does want to speak to us. Remember, in a few minutes, we're going to ask him to direct our lives because we're going to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. A little part in there that we pray, think about that one. His presence needs to be a vital part of our lives to help us travel through the journey that we call life. Today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Excuse me. And a little side note to throw at you. Parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, I want to ask you today. Speaking about Good Shepherd Sunday, we're blessed with a Good Shepherd here, Father Dave, who's our shepherd. Will you allow your children to hear God's voice in the choosing of a profession, or even better yet, a vocation? Will you allow them to hear that voice and encourage them to seek it if God calls them to a vocation, both girls and boys? So no matter how crazy or difficult or stressful or even scary that life can get, he tells us in the Word today, as a good shepherd, he tells us this. It is God who has chosen each and every one of you. It is he who will continue to love us. It is he who will always be with us and will hold on to us even to the very end of our lives. That is why it is so vital that we hear the shepherd's voice.